Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, in the lecture concerning a tree and its fruit, and as I continue from last week, verse 17, every good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you may recognize them. See, by the fruits, you will recognize a person. By the words they say, sometimes good words, sometimes bad words, sometimes very, inspiring others or trying to convince others, but you have to see the fruit by the work. See, you do good work, good thing from your words mean nothing. See, if you have no actions, only words. See, we see that all the time in the world, that we have seen it many years. People are watching this, people with words but no action. So the fruit is your action. The fruit is how you deal with the situation, how you treat others, how you respect others, how you give honor and glory to God. Okay, so how do you behave? All these things are coming through as your fruit. The fruit has to be good if the tree is good. See, what the matter of the problem is, the tree is the problem. Amen. The tree need to be a good tree. How can you be a good tree and produce good fruits? Nobody is good. Jesus said, no one is good other than God. So how could you give good fruits? Something like you become good. How can you become good? By converting yourself, all by yourself. Can you do that? No. You cannot do, I cannot do myself. The only person we can transform to do good things is the Lord's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God can transform us to make us to produce good fruits. But initial step is we must accept we are wrong, we are sinners. Second step is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So now you are becoming a good tree, and as you continue moving in the Holy Spirit under the direction of the Lord, and you will be start producing good fruits. In the book of Galatians, Galatia was a church in Asia Minor, and Paul traveled there, and he planted churches, and he also visited churches. And one of this situation was church in Galatia, and where he wrote an epistle, a letter to them, where he wrote in chapter 5, we can see the fruits. He mentioned about the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. See, those who belong to Christ, the next verse, Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. See, the sinful natures are the reason that we produce bad fruits. See, when we become new in Christ, we become a new creation. When we become a new creation, we start producing new fruits, good fruits. So that's how Jesus taught about it. And then Paul the Apostle, through the Holy Spirit of God, he wrote this epistle, the God's instruction. It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature. See, we must crucify our nature. How do we become a new creation? Our natures. The old natures of Adam and Eve's sinful nature, which is genetically passed on to us. It is automatically in us. Did we have completely able to remove them? Of course not. We live in it. Our body is sinful. Our physical body has received, our mind thinks the same way we used to think, but we got to change. The change happens as Christ comes into us. The change happens as the Holy Spirit working with Christ coming into us. That Holy Spirit transforms us. The only way we cannot become good, the way we can become good is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. So this is how it happens. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep the Spirit of God in us. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. See, our nature has envy in us. Our natures are jealous in us. Our nature has anger and hatred in us. Our nature had revenge in us. All these are from the devil. We handed over all of these things to God when we accept Christ. Everything we hand over to God. We drop everything at the feet of Jesus Christ, spiritually speaking, that you don't have to go and fall down before a cross, a wooden cross. See, some people do that, but there is some teachings in some churches, but you don't have to go on a physically on the bottom of a cross, because that original cross was in Calvary, in Golgotha. See, who knows where that cross is now? I do not know. No, I have never heard about that cross afterwards. And people made crosses and carry the cross, and they carry the heavy cross, and they make a sacrifice by doing that. Jesus did not ask you to carry a wooden cross. Jesus did not ask you to carry any cross. But I am not objecting anyone wanted to hold a cross. There's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, that is not going to change anything. The change has to happen from inside. The change has to happen from inside. That's why people do evil things. That's why people murder other people. Why people murder people who say the truth? See, we hear that all the time. We hear assassinations because they couldn't agree with this person. But that is not the way God has taught us. So the acts of the good tree can be seen by your fruit. See, I will read the fruit of love. The fruit of love, if we have to have any relationship with somebody, any relationship, a friendship relationship, a hello, how are you, like a relationship, or a family relationship between people and families, and inside one family, every place they are looking, what is actually needed is everyone have a deep down heart, they have a need for love. Every single human being is looking for love. Every single human being looking for love. You see, that is 100% that we can know that, you know. So, but in the fruit of the Spirit is love, first love. If you have love, there is joy. See, if you don't have love, there is no joy. And then you have peace. See, love brings joy and peace. And peace brings patience. See, now we know we have to wait. See, even God said, told us through the epistles, it says that pay with no stop, pay with instantly, continuously. Pray with no ceasing. Pray with no ceasing. But be patient. Wait for the Lord, because the Lord is working on it. The Lord is still working on it, and we are hurrying. We are hurrying like in a fast food restaurant. See, I've seen many times people go to the pulpit and then there is an altar call for prayer, and people just want to get something there by the prayer, someone pray for them, and they want to get everything done right there. They want to get it and go home. Sometimes that's not how it happens. Sometimes you need a waiting period. See, a person who was waiting for a healing, maybe waiting for a revival, may keep on praying, and that person is going to the altar is beneficial. I wouldn't say that no one others doesn't go. What I'm saying is, you can receive when you are ready to receive. When you are ready, God is ready to give you, but how would he give you? because you are not able to take it. You are not ready. Your heart is not ready. How could God give it to you? Amen. So we have to be waiting and waiting. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait for the right time. God knows the right time. Sometimes God knows when the healing has to take place. Sometimes God knows when the faith is coming in you, that you will receive that by faith. See, God is the one, all-knowing God. He is able to tell, he is able to decide when all this will happen. So you need patience. You need to wait. You need to stand before the Lord day in and day out, morning and evening. So wait upon the Lord and pray. Wait upon the Lord and pray. This will happen. See, the world is not a secure place. World is not a secure place, which Jesus already told us in his before his leaving. He told his disciples, Gospel of John chapter 14, 15, and 16, and I always tell this is a favorite of my books in the chapters in the Gospels and maybe even in their Bible, that Jesus comforting his disciples, I am with you. I will be with you to the end of the world. But now I'm going home. I got to go back to my Father, but I will send you the Holy Spirit. I won't let you go alone. You will be comforted. You will be advised. You will be directed. You will be taught. Oh my God, unbelievable. You see, if any of you are listening to my words right now, please, when you are uncomforted, you need some peace and you need some comfort from God. And just go sit down quietly and take out that Holy Scriptures, Gospel of John chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17. He prayed for the believers. He prayed for his apostles. He prayed for himself to the Father. God, Christ himself, he was very patiently waiting and praying day in and day out. Praise the Lord. Dear friends, I want to say this to you. We need love. We need joy. We need peace. All this can be achieved by standing in the feet of Jesus. And like I said, when I am saying you're standing, sitting down and falling down before the feet of Jesus, it can be in your room, in your living room, in your family room, you are sitting under a tree. You can still do that. You can sit down any place you want and you can ask God, speak to him. So next thing we need is kindness. See, we need kindness. We expect people to be kind to us. And there are times that we ourselves are not kind. See, we say something really fast and the person who listens to it take it as rude. And we all have different temperament. How we interact with people, that is what temperament is. And that's what that is very important, that it can be a taught subject that have been that can be understood. Then goodness. What is goodness? Doing good things for others. That is goodness. Faithfulness. Be faithful. You say something, make sure you follow up. Make sure you do what you want to do. Or you say something to somebody, make sure you do it. If you can't do it, make sure you convey that. Amen. So gentleness. Be gentle. Self-control against such things, there are no law. Self-control, that's one of the greatest things that we all need. Self-control. Say something when you have to say. You know, say something. Say, don't do things that you're not supposed to do. Don't just carry away. Just carry away. We live in this world, we can just carry away. With the shuffles and things of this world, we just carry away. You know, if you just carry away, be careful. Don't get carried away. Have a self-control. You do something, when you lose your self-control, you fall into some temptation. When you fall into some temptation, you're going to do some sinful things. So we all are human. Any of us can do a sinful thing at any opportunity. But what is covering us, what is protecting us, is the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. And God give us all this, self-control. We do have to have all of these. Sometimes we are lacking. Everybody, even pastors and leaders, even presidents and everybody, you know, we all lacking. You know, this is why we don't judge others. We don't judge others. Because Jesus said that you judge others, you will be judged as well. You have a judge in heaven. You're going to be judged, but don't judge others. See, of what they have done in the past. Oh, we know. We know what he has done. It's a false accusation, or maybe it was a truth. He had sinned in the past, or he did not sin in the past. Hey, the person who is doing this or questioning that person, hey, did you sin any? Did you have any sin in your life? Have you ever sinned? Have you done any of those things you are accusing him of? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. When you accuse somebody, when you criticize, make sure that you haven't done anything like that. Yes, you may say that, oh, I didn't do that, but you did something else. Amen. See, there was one time a lady was brought in. She was a prostitute in front of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees brought her in just to want to say what he will do to accuse him afterwards. If he did something wrong, if he let her go free, he is accused. Because by the law, she needed to be stoned to death. See, now, there was no law written, as a matter of fact, that there was no law as clear that a man who sinned with her, right, to be killed or stoned. That was not there. Some reason, it was missing to say the man who did prostitution with a woman, he has no punishment. He's walking free. But they brought her in to be punished, and what Jesus would do with her. But Jesus knew their heart. You got to understand, these people really so unbelievably not knowing that he was God. He don't accept him as God because he looked like human. His body was human. He was acting, he's behaving, everything like human, but his spirit was God. He was God inside, right? He was God inside, and he was living as a human, and he was working the work of God. He had the power of God as he was God, and he also prayed certain times, God, Father, to work through him, right? Now, in any chance, he was God, but they couldn't accept him as God. But they did not know he was reading his mind. He knew his heart, their heart. He knew their heart. Before they were accusing him, he knew what they were going to do, what they were going to say to him. But they didn't know that. See, this is what some people think, that you can escape, get away in secret, doing things without nobody know. But God is seeing you. God is watching everything you do. So when they brought the woman, Jesus first did not answer anything. He looked at the floor in the sand, and he started drawing something in the sand, and he used his finger and he was writing something, and they did not get it. Then he looked up them and said, which one of you have never sinned, have first throw the first stone. Then he went down and started writing again. So some theologians say that he was writing the sins of the people who were standing and accusing her, but I am not sure how much he could write it. Maybe he wrote the names of the people. Maybe they saw their names. But eventually they one by one left until the last one, the littlest, lowest one, and the highest one already left. Everybody left except the woman who was a sinner. For them, prostitution, they caught them. He said to her, have you, they haven't accused you. They haven't give you any judgment on you. She said, no, Master. And she was crying and falling down there. Jesus picked her up and said, woman, don't sin anymore. Don't sin anymore, and send her home. This is what Christ was. Everyone has some kind of sin, and the same person who had the sin, right, that person is accusing another one who had sinned. This is what happens in this country. It may be happening everywhere, but here it happened too often, too much, you know. So it's like a peeling of the onion. They peel out everything, but they themselves don't know what they are doing, their sins. They are not aware or make sure they are sinned. So there is the fruits of this person that Jesus was asking. The good tree produce good fruits, and the bad tree produce bad fruits. Now there are other type of fruits you will produce as well. Those fruits are, it is written in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, chapter 12 talks about there are different type of gifts. These gifts are mostly in action. They are all in action. Each of us have a body and with many members, and these members do not have the same function. So the Christ, we who are many from one body, and each member belongs to each other. When speaking about a church, a family of believers, they are one body. Christ is the head and the members are the body, and each member was given a gift. God has given a gift to everyone, and different gifts according to the grace given us. See, the grace is the main thing. The grace, how much grace you received. Is the grace is a limitation? Does grace have any limitation? No, grace has no limitation. God poured so much of grace, the matter of receiving it, to be have a humble heart. The humble receive the grace. You have to be humble to receive the grace. See, in the Bible, we see that Noah received grace in the Bible, in the Old Testament. I don't see that anybody else received grace in the Old Testament other than Noah, other than it is written in the Bible. And he received grace, and God spoke to him, build an ark for your family and those who believe in this big sentence. Sentence means judgment God was sending. Now, in New Testament, the first person we see who received the grace was Mary, mother of Jesus. She received grace. The angel said, blessed are you who received grace. What was the grace? She received grace that she will receive Christ in her. The grace which poured onto her, and she received that grace, and God poured the grace on her, she did not reject. If she rejected the grace, she was not able to receive the grace and not to receive Christ in her. So she received the grace of God, and God was willing, and he agreed, let the will of God will be done, and she received Christ. Christ came into her in spirit. The Spirit God entered her womb as a baby to be born. That has happened by the faith, as she received by grace. When we received Jesus by grace, we received Christ in us. We became a new creation. We believe in Christ. We accept Christ. A new birth happened in us. We changed. We became a new person. Our heart filled with a new creation, with Christ in us. Christ is transforming you day by day, day after day. As you continue living in Christ, continue working with Christ, his natures are coming in you. You're removing the old natures of Adam and Eve, the sinful natures. Praise the Lord. So now, in the gospel, in the epistle of Romans chapter 12, I was just going to read in verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. In a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. You need faith when you have a gift of prophecy, which is spoken in the book of Corinthians chapter 12. So I will read that as well as soon as I finish this. Gift is prophesying, let him do that in proportion to his faith. See, you receive that gift only by the faith, as much as faith in you, in God's gift, which is given to you, that you receive it, but according to the grace given to you. Now, everybody is not going to receive the gift of prophecy, even though Paul encouraged them to receive that, rather than speaking in tongues, right? At the time, everybody was speaking in tongues, and Paul said, hey, nobody understand it. Oh, you have to ask for gift of prophecy or interpretation as well. Now, if it is serving, now the next one he said is, it is serving. See, serving others, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contribution, need to others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do cheerfully. See, these are the gifts a good tree produces. See, I already mentioned to you how a good tree can be. You can recap what I said before, where that God said, the Lord said, how you can become a good tree. Good tree produces good fruits. Now, what happens, the other type of gifts in book of Corinthians, which is getting up to the higher levels of the Holy Spirit movement, however you baptized in the Holy Spirit and you receive those gifts, which are in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 7 onwards. Now, each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for common good. It's not just for you, it is for the common good of the church. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another one faith by the same Spirit, to another one gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another one, interpretation of the tongues. See, these are like 9 of these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Is that's a spiritual advantage of the Church of Jesus Christ. And the other ones also for the benefits from the book of Romans, that all the gifts is there in chapter 12, verse 7 onwards, talking about those gifts which is beneficial for others, for whatever God has given to you. See, and that's the gifts. Then we have the fruits spoken about in book of Galatians chapter 5, 22 or 25 onwards. So all these are the fruits of the tree which is producing good fruits. Jesus talking about this some years behind, when this eventually was God was giving these gifts to people through Christ, His Spirit, and all these things are gift of God. And here God, Jesus said, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. This is not what we want to have. We are all those trees, the individual trees. We must be producing fruits for others, the labor for others, good things for others. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. See, people will recognize us by our fruits, not by the words, by the action. And I like to ask you to pray with me when I am praying this prayer, that the Lord Jesus Christ will give you this fruit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Bless your listeners. Help them to receive the good fruits of God. Help them be a good tree, produce good fruits, and helpful to the society, the church, their family, everyone. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And my email address is chakovpr.chakov@gmail.com. God bless you richly.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chakov like Victor @gmail.com. That is pr.chakov@gmail.com.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.